Muy buen día para todos. Les damos la bienvenida. Mi nombre es Adriana Sarasti y hago parte del área jurídica institucional de BBVA Colombia. A este evento también se encuentra conectado Germán Rodríguez Perdomo, director del Comité de Activos y Pasivos, quien dará la presentación. Los documentos correspondientes les fueron compartidos vía correo electrónico en español e inglés y próximamente podrán encontrar los reportes publicados en nuestra página en la sección de atención al inversionista, dando clic al link Agenda de Eventos Corporativos. You are welcome to our event first quarter 2017 results. My name is Adriana Sarasi and I am part of the legal department of BBVA Colombia. To the event is also connected Germán Rodríguez Perdomo, director of the Assets and Liabilities Committee, who is going to make the presentation. The corresponding documents were sent to you both in English and Spanish through email, and the reports shall be published in our webpage in the section Investor Attention on the link Agenda. Okay, without further ado, I give the floor to Germán Rodríguez.
Good morning to our dear investors in Colombia and America, and good afternoon to our investors and shareholders in Europe and other parts of the world. Welcome to our first quarter result presentation. We'll begin with some tips from our economic research department about the macroeconomic background in Colombia, and then we will review the performance of BBVA Colombia in the first quarter of 2017. Feel free to ask any questions regarding the presentation at the end of the presentation. Thank you.
Well,
we expect, or BBVA Research Department expects that the US and Europe recovery will apply high rates in both regions. We expect the Fed rate to rise up to 150 at the end of the year, and the and that the European Central Bank would not rise its rates until December, until the end of 2018. In Colombia, we are experiencing some less growth than we have experienced in the last years. We expect GDP growth to close at 2.1%, very similar to what we had in 2016, mainly driven by public and private fixed investment. Currently, we just 1 week ago we received the data from GDP growth at the end of the first quarter at 1.1%. We expect this this figure to rise in the third quarter and fourth quarter to close at 2.1% growth. In terms of inflation, we have been experiencing a steep decline of inflation during this year. We are now in 4.46%, and we expect this figure to reach 4.3% at the end of 2017. We also expect that this figure will be below 4% between June and September, and then it will rise to reach 4.3% at the end of 2017. In 2018, we expect this trend to continue and inflation to close at 3.3%. In terms of labor market performance, we have seen a continuous deterioration, but moderate deterioration in the labor market, less job creation than expected, which is driving lower growth figures for the GDP, and lower figures for growth in all the credit from banking industry in Colombia. Mm. We also expect that in line with what the central bank has been doing in the recent months, that trend should continue to reduce the intervention rate up to 5.5% at the end of July. We expect that today the central bank lowers its rate 50 basis points, reaching 6%, and then we expect another two rate declines in the next 2 months of 25 basis points each. Mm-hmm. In 2018, we expect this trend to continue to reach 5%, which is close to what we expect is a neutral intervention rate for the central bank. It's been a quite complex environment in Colombia, 2017. There has been lower activity in credit and deposit growth, with higher credit deterioration than we expected in the last years, which has been reflected on higher loan provisions in the industry. But Colombia, BBVA Colombia has been growing this issue a little bit slower than its peers and the industry average. And it has been driven also by some non-recurring issues that I will explain later in more depth. And taking those non-recurring issues away, the dynamic of the net income is quite good, as we will see in the next slide. We feel that this environment is helping BBVA achieve a higher return on, especially driven by higher interest margin, and this will help offset the impact of credit deterioration during this year. In terms of growth, as usual, in the last quarters, growth of the bank has been driven by retail business. As you may see, consumer and mortgages are growing in double-digit figures, driving its market share performance. Mm. The commercial portfolio is currently growing or decreasing, and this has been driven by an environment of very tight spreads, which in terms of a return over capital is below our expectations. So we are currently not entering in this kind of business, in high tickets and corporate businesses. So we are basing our growth mainly on the retail business. That can be seen in the consolidated balance sheet of the bank. We have been experiencing lower growth than in the previous quarters, just 4.2% in the total assets, mainly driven by the loan portfolio and a growth in investments explained by the liquidity requirements that BBVA has in order to comply with Basel III requirements. In terms of the income statement, we have been experiencing growth in the net interest, helped by the interest rate scenario, with very close to what we have been having as growth in the gross margin. There is a little less growth in the gross margin than in the net interest income, because of less income due to treasury activities. And this is a trend that all the industry has been experiencing. And the other quite important driver in the results are loan provisions. Loan provisions are growing 61% from the year before, from the first quarter of 2016. And there has been some special and non-recurring items that have affected this figure. The first one is a new regulation that the regulator has imposed on banks from February 2017 regarding provisions to long-term consumer loans. It has affected our income in approximately 9 billion pesos, which is approximately $3 million. The other issue is regarding some instructions given by the regulator on the calculation of the non-performing loan days calculation. We used to calculate this the days to calculate non-performing loans were calculated on a 360 days basis. The regulator has asked us to change that to 365 days. That has been reflected on a single impact of 17 billion pesos, which is close to $6 million. And the other impact has been the provision that we have to do in order to cover the exposition to Electric Caribe, which, as you may know, is a company owned by Gas Natural Fenosa, a Spanish company. This company was intervened by the government, and all the loans, all the loan payments have been put on hold until the restructuring of the company and the government figures what to do with it, if it is going to sell it, or if Gas Natural is going to operate with a restructuring commanded by the government. We still don't know what is going to happen with this company, but in terms of the local regulation, we have been asked to provision 12.5% of this position, which is 250 billion pesos, and this was done in March. So it is a non-recurring item that is reflected on its figures in the first quarter. Taking out these non-recurring items and the non-recurring items of the first quarter of 2016, which are mainly the income that we received by the sale of CIFIN, net profit should be growing at 34% from the year before. Which is what we expected of the income statement performance this year, as I told you, mainly driven by the net interest performance, and driven also by the current interest rate scenario. In terms of activity, as I told you, mainly driven by the retail business in consumer and mortgage, So the portfolio mix has been stable in the last quarter compared to the last quarter of 2016 and the first quarter of 2016. The deposits have been keeping also the same trend that we experienced in the last quarter of 2016, which is a transfer between savings, institutional savings accounts and term deposits. We are trying to take those institutional deposits in Colombia and transfer them to term. Long term, preferably, to trying to match our mortgage portfolio. And that has been done with almost zero cost because of the interest rate scenario that we have been having. So I think it's a very it has been a very profitable strategy given the requirements that we have on balance structure. In terms of risk management, as I told you, we have seen deterioration in all portfolios, but it is a trend that affects all the industry. We are keeping our difference, maintaining our difference with the industry average. It's now in 33 basis points in terms of the NPL ratio. But if we see, analyze all three different credit portfolios, we see a steep deterioration of the consumer portfolio, and which is now in line with what the industry average has. This is caused by a deterioration, especially in not we have in consumer business, we have three different main lines, which are the vehicle line, the payroll linked loans, and the rest of the consumer portfolio. The problems that we are experiencing in terms of non-performing loans are focused on this other consumer portfolio, which ascends to almost 3 billion pesos, almost $1 billion. And this, we have taken all the, we have reviewed our policies, and we expect this number to stabilize and in the short term to reduce its impact on the non-performing loans ratio for the whole bank. In terms of risk premium, this figure is affected obviously by Electricaribe and the two regulatory issues that have affected our income statement this quarter. If we take out those non-recurring items, we should see an increase of the risk premium much more in line with the figures that we have been seeing in the last quarters. Steady but moderate increase in the risk premium and well below the industry average. In terms of solvency and capital positions, we are very comfortable. 382 basis points above the minimum required in total solvency. And as we have told you before, these are individually calculated ratios. When we consolidate, we compare the consolidated calculations with our peers. This figure is much in line with what our principal peers have, and we feel comfortable with this capital levels. And this has been recognized by the market. We still have a lower spread than all our peers in Colombia. So I think the market is recognizing that our performance is good, is going in the same in the right direction, and in the same direction that we have been going in the last years. So that is all that we have prepared. Please feel free to ask the question that you may have regarding BBVA Colombia's results on this quarter. If there are no questions, we thank you for your assistance, and we expect to see you in the next quarterly presentation. Please feel free to ask any further questions via email to the contacts that we have sent you in the presentation. And have a good day, you all. Bye-bye.
Okay, that concludes our event. Thank you for participating, and we wish you a very good day. Muy bien, con eso hemos terminado. Muchas gracias por participar en nuestro evento y les deseamos un muy buen día.